Hey friends, I have seen miracles, things that science just can't explain. But I've experienced something else that is more wonderful than a miracle, and let me explain.
Of all those experiences that I've had, and some of them incredible, I have seen the blind see. I've seen that. I've seen people physically healed. I've seen thousands of people's lives transformed by meeting Jesus Christ. But I have to say that nothing compares to being a husband and father. Nothing. That's like, what a grace, what a gift to be able to be a dad, to be a husband, where you really see God work. It's also where the real mess is. You know, I thought I was a nice guy until I had kids. Oh, I was so patient. I was so generous. I was so kind. And now I don't even want to share my ice cream. It's mine. You got your own. And all of us come from families, but that's where the real work of holiness comes in, you know, and that the formation, and God forms us. And that's the way it should be, the family. That's beautiful. Connected to the parish, receiving the sacraments.
What's better than witnessing a miracle? Well, I would never exchange being a father and husband in order to see a physical miracle. You know, sometimes we get caught up in the sensationalizing of these wonderful things that God does. And God does miracles for a reason. They're wonderful and we should celebrate them when they happen. But a miracle won't make you holy unless you're faithful to the grace after you've received it. It's faithfulness to the duty of the moment, day by day, that is the road to heaven. We have these sometimes sensational experiences, and God allows them for a reason, and we have these Marian apparitions, and this should be paid attention to for sure, and we should respond. But like, the response is the key. Unless these experiences help us in our daily duty, then what's the point? You know, and I ask myself that question quite a bit, like, am I fulfilling the duties that God has given me? Because I know that if I do not, I put my salvation in jeopardy. Take, for example, full-time ministry. I've been a speaker within the Catholic Church doing parish missions for 20 years, and sometimes over 20 years, and I have to sometimes juggle, like, how much do I speak? How much do I spend time with my family? And I've had a big shift in the last 3 years, a little bit more since COVID, where I'm able to serve you this way. But I'd like to share with you two conversations I had with two other Catholic speakers, both whom I admire and look up to. One encouraged me and inspired me. The other one actually horrified me. So one will remain nameless, and we'll start with him. Both of these gentlemen have something in common. They're full-time lay evangelists. Their children, they have many children, and both of them have their children now, they've left the home. And so I looked to them, okay, they're a stage of life ahead of me. What can I learn from these gentlemen? So one of them, I asked the question, how did you, you know, balance taking events while you had a young family? And he said, oh, I took as many events as I could. And I did as many public appearances as I could, because when I came home, I wanted my children to know their dad was doing something great for God. And this horrified me, because I don't care if my children see me doing things that are, quote, great for God. I want to be a great dad, because this is what they deserve. Now, it doesn't mean I don't do public events, but like, at the end of my life, I want to have lived my duties with great excellence, and my duties, husband, father, those are my primary duties. And if I fail at these duties, I think I'll lose my salvation. What are your duties? Your most important priorities? Do they surround the people that God has placed in your life? The second person, I will let you know who it was. It was an incredibly encouraging conversation, and that was with Dr. Scott Hahn. We were speaking at a conference together, and during the downtime, I asked him a very similar question. How did you juggle like public events and speaking with a young family? Because now I know his family was, they're older and they're out of the home. And he said this, I'll never forget it. He said, you will never regret spending too much time with your family. And those words have always stuck with me. Thank you, Dr. Scott Hahn. Isn't that true? Isn't that wise? We're not going to get to the end of our life and think, oh, why did I waste all that time with my kids? Why did I spend all that time of carefree timelessness with my wife? What a waste. I could have been doing more speaking, writing more books, you know. The point is, friends, our duties are so important. You know, first, we need to save our family before we save the world. And so in the last couple of years, I've definitely had a shift, a reevaluation of my priorities. And practically, how has this played out? Well, I've decided that I'm not going to consider taking any more international speaking bookings until September of 2024. I'm just going to put a hold on that so that I can focus on family. Something local comes up, maybe. And then I get to serve you this way, which I really appreciate. Thanks for watching, by the way. But the other thing about focusing on those people who are right before us, our family, is that it is very revealing. It shows us our hearts. You know, my children reveal to me my weaknesses, and they don't do that by telling me my weaknesses, although they do that sometimes. But I recognize my weaknesses when they are in need and I fall short in meeting their needs. For example, just being patient, being generous, being a contact of joy to them. And maybe that's something that you can consider. Those people that are in your care, are you a contact of joy for them? Or are you a contact of nagging to them? It's easy to get too comfortable with the people that we love, where we just let our guard down and our words tear them down instead of build them up. So are you a contact of joy, or are you a contact of misery? You know, some people bring joy wherever they go. Other people bring joy whenever they go. Which one are you? But the other thing is, when are the people around us reveal our weaknesses, we need to respond correctly and we need to improve. And those are little battles that we have during the day, but those little battles are so crucial to our growth in holiness. Take, for example, a rock, just a big rock. What's a rock's biggest enemy? Well, some might say a hammer or a pickaxe destroy the rock. True. It could also be considered that the biggest enemy of a rock is not a pickaxe or a hammer, but water. Drip by drip, over a long period of time, if left unchecked, that water seeps into the cracks and then destroys the structural integrity of that rock. A little drip over a long period of time can wreak big havoc. And it's the same with the spiritual life. Little things in our life that go unchecked can eventually ruin us. This is what Saint Escriva says. The greatest danger for a Christian is to underestimate the importance of fighting skirmishes. The refusal to fight the little battles can, little by little, leave him soft, weak, and indifferent, insensitive to the accents of God's voice. So what is better than witnessing a physical miracle, something that science cannot explain? What is better is being faithful to the duty of the moment. Because when we're faithful to the duty of the moment, that is the road to heaven. So friends, be alert to the daily skirmishes that arise within your heart as you care for those who God has placed in your care. Thanks for watching. Share with me below what stood out to you and why. And a special invitation, if you want these videos by email, head over to canonjanelle.com. Every Wednesday, you'll get an email our messages. I mention this because the Canadian government is starting to censor different types of videos out there, and I think it's just a matter of time before our message falls into that category. So if you want to stay in touch, head over to kenandjanelle.com. This way you will always get our emails, videos by email. So thanks for watching. God bless.